You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio. Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette
and Jim.
Today we're talking about the law of creation, how the law of attraction is further utilized to create actually what you want in your life. We were discussing this before the show. I want to climb a mountain.
Okay.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a picture of a mountain and I'm going to put a picture of a tent on the top of the mountain, and then I'm going to put pictures of all the gear I want, and then I'm going to put pictures of myself smiling at the top of the mountain, and I'm just going to put it on the wall.
I'll watch some videos.
And I'm going to watch videos about it, and I'm going to read books about it, and I'm just going to look at that picture.
And staying home.
Staying home.
Safe.
We feel sometimes people believe that the law of attraction is simply thinking and focusing on something, and then it will come to you. Mm-hmm. I believe that's how some people are taught, is, oh, just believe it to be true, and it will happen to you. Oh, I like that. Believe it to be true, and it will happen to you. That is not the law of attraction from our standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've created the law created. We've created the law of creation by building upon the knowledge and really good points of the law of attraction, adding in some additional psychology, mm-hmm. thoughts on that, some physics, some metaphysics, some philosophy, some psychology, and we'll see where we go with that. Back in 2014, I had written down on a piece of paper this. I was thinking of the law of attraction, and I was thinking, well, you know, that really doesn't do what we're looking at to do. And I was trying to cross personal growth with business opportunity. So I came up with this chart, and I think we were talking about it at the time when we were trying to write a book on business, that looking at it from a standpoint of strategy, you know, what is it that you want to do? The strategy being the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the law of awareness, is like the opportunity, being able to be aware of the opportunity, being aware of the market, being mm-hmm. aware of the resources that are available. And then that's final part, which we call production, where you're actually doing something. You've hired the right people. You've gotten the right equipment. You have the right facilities. You have the right knowledge. You have the right connections, that it's all fitting together, and that it's all of these steps. And a lot of it has to do with your own internal personal growth.
Yeah.
It's not a passive
yeah, it's more dynamic. It's dynamic.
Dynamic. Law. Feedback. It's a feedback loop, because you have to have a belief of what you want to do. You have to understand what it is and start to get resources together. Then you have to do something and see, are you moving towards your goal, and then respond. So it's we would almost call it a law of action.
Mm-hmm.
Take action.
Yeah. But you have to take action with focus on something, because you can maybe make a lot of action without thinking.
Yes.
And also you waste energy.
So that's where I think the law of attraction comes in. It's a really good starting point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good point on strategy, on focus, on, like, you know, we talked about mission and vision
mm-hmm.
last week. That if you set the, you know, what do I want to be attracted to? Well, what is my mission in life? What is my vision for my life, or for my family's life, or for my company's life?
Yeah.
Or for my kids? Or for my iguana. I mean, if you have goals and an idea for that, you have to start there, right? So that helps get your focus going, but it also does another thing, right? It helps get your subconscious programmed.
Program and start to remove the many filters that we have in the brain, because the filter make a scare, concern. Some people, I know, they practice this kind of stuff. When it's close to achieve the top, the goal.
Right.
The scare sabotage everything, and you're missing all effort. So it has to remove scare.
Yesterday, fear. I was talking to, was it yesterday? No, Friday. I was talking to an electrician who had been in the Air Force. He said when he got to the Air Force, they gave him training. And they started off the training by saying, here is a wrench. This is how the wrench opens and closes. And he started going like, this is crazy. I know this stuff. But they started on the basics and they got the basic right. And then he said they went into engine configuration and how that wrench is used to do this, and then a nut and the size of it and the number of threads per inch and the torque. And it built upon the simple thing. Every step was built upon the one prior. He would not have been able to, he said this, I would not have been able to understand the things we learned later without having first had that foundation. So part of this law of attraction is not only saying what do I want, but understanding what is that wrench that you have to learn. You know, in order to learn calculus, you really need to know addition, your plus and minuses, your fractions. Mm-hmm. And in order to get to advanced math, in order to get an advanced business, advanced relationship, you need that basic step. So you recognize, without understanding a wrench, you're not going to be able to recognize what a nut is.
Yeah.
Right?
And also when I explain the torques, okay, it's related to the wrench.
The torque, it's the length of the handle times the force against the handle, and you have pound, foot, right? So, mm-hmm. But if you know what the wrench is and you know that it's acting on a point and you know the distance you are from that point and what you're, now you know what a pound foot is. Mm-hmm. It's 1 pound of pressure at 1 foot from the center of a bolt,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
In any case, the point we're making, whether you want to climb a mountain or whether you want to fix a jet engine in the Air Force, it starts with understanding the basics so you can then recognize what are the next things that you have to learn and learning them, mm-hmm. Right? Understanding the knowledge, the skills, the abilities that you need to have to get to the next step. Understand the resources, the people, the network.
Yeah. And also, it depends on the context. But if some people were not looking for a house,
yes,
or were not looking for a best job or relationship,
mm-hmm.
So need to process. Also, I thinking for our own process. I believe in the attraction that we have, and it's a lot of word ideas. So if you see in the book, so many exercise. I pass time with my friend, try to figure out what is wrong with mm-hmm. me. What area I need to work on. And when I start to discover it step by step, my filters remove and I can see clear the path where I can find you.
That's a great point. We were talking about filters, mm-hmm. that we would be overwhelmed with stimulus if it weren't for our great brain and its ability to filter to things we can understand. The point, though, is it also filters out things that may actually be good for us, because we don't know whether our brain or subconscious doesn't know whether to filter it out or to accept it. And so if you're only viewing a limited amount of things in order to understand them, you may be not recognizing things that are important. And that's where the law of attraction comes in, is that if you say, these are the things that I want in my life, you then have a tendency to recognize those things when they enter your life and you say yes rather than no.
And also typical that people be focused on what it don't want based upon the don't see what you want and prefer, okay, what do you want? I don't want this.
Right.
You prefer talking about what you don't want versus what you want. So that is also the negative program that we have in our brain.
So let's keep going with the law of attraction, because there are some of these things. We've brought this pyramid into the law of attraction being the base, the basis of where you're going, where you want to go. Law of awareness, being aware and why you're aware. And we're going to talk about the psychology behind that in the brain. And then the law of action. So it's, again, one is look at a law of attraction as being the belief in what you want to focus on, the mission and vision. The law of awareness is now seeing the opportunities and the resources and the strengths and weaknesses that you have. And then the law of action is what actions you need to take to move you towards your goal. The eye up there, and please forgive us for using the eye of Horus, but because this is the law of creation, we're using the eye as the universal power, the architect of the universe, the power that the spirit, the God, whatever your belief is, it's how you can, if the word is commune, how mm-hmm. you can, how you can work with,
connect everything, connect. And one.
Because we are all connected in some way, that it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of life, this mystery. So we're also...
Yes, every time that we read more, we know that we don't know anything. Yeah.
That's
and it's
true.
Interesting. It's yeah. interesting because it makes you interesting to know more about why we are here.
That's true. For instance, and this is great, is going back to math. If you don't know numbers... Like, if you don't actually know what the number 1, 2, 3, 4, like, you don't know what the numbers are, then all that stuff beyond that, like, what's 1 plus 1 and 1, if you don't recognize the numbers to begin with, you don't know that there's all this other math that go along with it because you don't recognize the characters, right? So once you recognize that there are numbers, and now all of a sudden you see these signs that are being put in, oh, there's something else, and then you learn that, and now you recognize that there's something else. You see more. It's like climbing to that first hill.
Mm-hmm.
You get to that first hill and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe there's another hill, and it's bigger. And then you have to go up that one. So part of recognizing is starting with the basics of what you need to recognize. I want to go into the law of attraction, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Sure.
So the general idea of the law of attraction, and we consider it the belief part of our formula here. And excuse the total quality relationships. We borrowed that from a different slide, but it works for your relationship as well. That the law of attraction, three things. Like attracts like. Nature hates a vacuum. And we'll go back to what Lizette said in a minute about negative thoughts. And now is perfect. Now is perfect. If you accept now as something that I've created from being in interaction with other people and the universe, that it is what it is. And you can try to make now better, but you can also look at, I can only do something now that affects the future, right? I can't do something now that affects the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to accept where you are right now.
The understanding of like attracts like is mm-hmm. that...
What does it mean that?
Well... If I think about, I really enjoy soccer,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about that a lot, I recognize that a lot, I watch the games. When I run into somebody, and they mention something that sounds similar to soccer, and we can make a connection, because now I can talk to them about that, and now all of a sudden, there are two people who connect on one level, they can connect about soccer, the games, the players, the score, last year's tournament, that there's a connection. Whereas if you didn't have that thing you liked, you might have seen that person, said hello. They may have mentioned something. You didn't recognize that they were similar to you. And that could have been the last time you spent time with them mm-hmm. or you spent a very little time. So like attracts like is that like actually recognizes like. You recognize people that are similar to you or that have the same way of thinking, and you get along with them better because you have things to converse about.
Okay.
But go back to that second one here, which is nature hates a vacuum. And I remember reading this book many, many years ago, and I can't remember who wrote it, but it was a tiny little book, and it talked about your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about if you don't sow seeds of something and you don't cultivate your brain, that weeds start to grow, right? Because this vacuum, that your thoughts and your brain grows, right? So mm-hmm. your brain will grow whether you choose to grow it in a direction or you let it to its own decision. Like if you just say, I really don't care about anything, then your negative thoughts start popping up. And when you start talking about, I don't want this, you start building more and more neurons and more pathways between neurons mm-hmm. that talk about what you don't want. And if you never talk about what you do want, then the only thing you can recognize using the brain's self-filtering feature are the things you don't like. I recognize I don't like that. I recognize I don't like that. But you don't recognize what you do like. So the mm-hmm. like when you're dating, you don't recognize people that you might get along with because you never even thought about who that would be. So you only recognize good-looking people that you don't get along with. I don't want that person, but I recognize them and they're good looking.
And I feel attraction.
Oh, I'm attracted. By the
way. Yes, but attraction is something that you don't like. And this is when we call the sabotage. You sabotage yourself. Yeah.
And we've had this conversation. Do opposites attract?
Mm-hmm.
It's opposites attract in the fact that the opposites may think, I don't want somebody like this. And the other person saying, I don't want somebody like this. And then therefore, they see each other, recognize each other, they see the person they don't want, but it's the only person in the room they see, and then they have a challenge. And really, early on in relationships where there's this lust, oh, we don't care about that piece. We care about, you know, that interaction and that emotion, and maybe that oppositeness builds mm-hmm. this little...
Challenge me.
Yeah.
So the challenge part
it's passion.
Yeah, or competition. So that just make a... confused that you believe you are in healthy relationship.
And you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not. So let's go on to those three things. In like attracts like, again, similar things attract each other. People attract people who are similar to them. So your friends are like you. You are like your friends more likely. You take jobs with people that are more like you culturally, in the type of business and the type of way you interact with people. People's thoughts tend to attract similar results. We'll talk about that. And then negative versus positive thinking and experiences. The belief of a like attracts like in the law of attraction is that if you think positively, you'll tend to attract positive experiences.
Okay.
The day will go better. And if you think negatively, mm-hmm. you'll tend to attract negative things happening and things will go worse. So that's one of the beliefs in here. I was just hearing about this person was talking about people who were prisoners of war.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an interesting fact, that prisoners of war who were really optimistic and very positive suffered the most. Because they kept having high expectations that tomorrow was going to be better and tomorrow was going to be better. And when that didn't happen, they'd be more disappointed than somebody who was realistic and said, you know what, it's going to be tough and it's going to be tough. And then the day was like they expected. And because they had no control, and that's the point, they had no control over their environment.
Yeah.
And when you don't have control over your environment, it's tough to think positively
mm-hmm.
because it's somebody else is in control of your situation. But if you are in this open, creative world
mm-hmm.
and you can choose who you're with, when you're with them, and what you're doing, then thinking positively will put you in front of situations that will be more positive. At least that's the thought. That makes sense? Nature hating a vacuum. Well, the suggestion for law of attraction is remove negative things from your life, negative habits, negative people. It's impossible to have empty space in your mind. Your mind will fill it with whatever's out there. So if you don't think about positive things, you'll be filled with negative things. Something will always fill the space. If you're not thinking about positive things, if you're not cultivating your brain, you're not learning something new, then whatever else is out there is going to fill your brain.
Yeah, no, so that is interesting when somebody wanna also broken relationship, wanna forget the past history because it's so suffering, you have so many pain. But if you are thinking in this, you suffer in the past relationship. And like you say, the brain always has to be something. You need to put a new thought because remove the past is not easy. So the idea is that you, if you are right now in one, forget some bad relationship or good.
Right.
Whatever it is try to put new thought in your mind. Versus that you be focusing on what I did wrong or what did she hit me or hurt me, whatever is the situation.
And we learned that with your brain, the things you think about will get, like, as you think about stuff in your brain, blood goes to those areas you're thinking about. It continues to build those areas. So if you think about the new stuff, you'll avoid the old stuff. You know, you talk about people getting rebound relationships, and I think we made a comment about this 10 years ago when we first wrote our book, is that the rebound relationship is the best relationship to get in for a very short period of time. Because what it does is trying to break this hold that this other thought pattern had on you. The problem is that once, if that rebound is up, really positive, and then negative, now you've got a reinforcement of a bad relationship. So there's a positive to it and a negative.
that you have to be careful.
You need to be careful. What else about that? I think we continue on with one more area here.
Now is perfect.
Now is perfect. So the idea of the law of attraction is improve the present moment. Right now may feel imperfect, but as we said, it's up to you to understand that today's moment is because of everything you've done in the past, and you may not be able to change today's moment, but it's perfect based upon what you did in the past. It's what it is. It can't be changed. But what you can do now is, it's the perfect time to do something that will change your future. Yeah. And when we come back, oh, one last thing, sorry. Focus on making it better. So this is the emotional intelligence part of law of attraction, is see about today, go, how do I look at today? And emotionally, how do I try to make it better for myself and everyone involved in my interaction? So again, with emotional intelligence, assess the situation, find the emotions of others as well as yourself, and try to manage your emotions and those of those around you to have the best possible outcome. Have the most perfect day you can have.
And also the lesson learned, I typically use for myself. If I have a critical situation, I say, I need to learn something here because it's something that bothered me and I believe it's something that I need to learn. Mm. So if you switch this, your mind, that everything, something bothers you because you need to learn something, you be positive in the situation versus feel negative.
Learn something.
Yeah.
Very good. When we come back, we'll talk more about the law of creation with Lizette.
And Jim.
On 90 Day Soulmate. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Today we're talking about the law of creation. We started off with the law of attraction and how that is the base building block of the law of creation, which includes the law of awareness and the law of action. So belief, thought, do, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like the circle again, the Deming cycle for quality.
Yeah.
Isn't this interesting? Ooh, everything's the same. Everything's connected. And speaking of everything being connected, the universal field theory, energy or ether, travels, the belief is, this is my theory, and it's a theory that maybe other people hold as well, is that energy in the ether of the universe travels in all directions simultaneously. Basically, this energy, I call it a carrier wave, moves in all directions simultaneously at the speed of light. And why this is important, I'll tell you in a minute. That each of these waves, and I call them carrier waves because they move at the speed of light, but they have no substance other than they exist. And let's talk about this next. That they move in a straight line, that once this one line runs this way and another one runs this way and another one runs this way, and pretend it's the universe, the expansion of the universe also has energy coming back towards us in all directions at all times. This is an odd theory, but the theory is it's basically that everything's interconnected by this ether. Okay. And it's a mystery. But this carrier wave, it creates matter. Does it? How does it do that? I don't know. Let's talk about that. It carries light, and it manifests gravity. If it can do all that, why can't it help us attract what we want in our life? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not the way we think it is. Maybe it's utilizing our brains as part of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And our spirits.
Mm-hmm. And our soul.
And our soul. Let's go to the next thing here. Mystery of the universe. For years and years, there have been theories and suppositions as, what is the universe? Where did I come from? Why do I exist? We can talk about science and religion, math and metaphysics. Fundamental nature of reality. What is that? Why do we exist? Who are we? What's our being? What's our substance? What's our identity? Mm-hmm. We have an identity crisis. Change, space and time. What is it? What is time? Is time real? Is it not real? Mm-hmm. Is it always now?
Yes.
Cause and effect. If we do something, is there an effect? If we do the law of attraction and start focusing on something, does it show up? If we throw something this way, is there an equal and opposite reaction? Necessity, actuality, and possibility. So those are things that have always been discussed also by philosophers, which is what is necessary for life? What actually do we get in life? Mm-hmm. And what are the possibilities that we don't, that we could if we did things different? So we were talking about those electromagnetic waves, the travel in every direction in the universe. They travel simultaneously in all directions at the speed of light, and we're going to call them carrier waves. They create these lines, and I'm going to call them flux, like, because they're invisible. They move in a straight line. They create matter, carry light, manifest gravity. We just talked about that. For instance, pretend we light a candle in the middle of a room. So the candle's lit in the middle of the room. Everyone thinks the light from the candle is going in all directions. But what if there were energy going in all directions already at the speed of light, and all the candle did was its flame with its intensity and frequency took that carrier wave like a guitar string and just plucked it at a certain frequency. And now based upon the intensity and the color of that light, it traveled on these pre-existing waves with the flame frequency in all directions. The reason I say this is that if you look at all electromagnetic waves, if they're infrared, if they're UV, if they're microwaves, if they're gamma rays, visible light, they all travel at the same speed. So why would all these things travel at the same speed? And the reason would be is that they're on something that's already moving. You know what I mean? That
I try to follow you.
So for instance, I have a light bulb. I turn the light bulb on.
Okay.
And I already have waves going in all directions, and that light just creates a frequency that jumps on that wave, and the wave carries that frequency because now that energy is getting into the waves that are already traveling in all directions. The intensity of this light gives a frequency and an amplitude on this thing that's traveling already. The reason I say this is important is that when we start thinking that this is part of the mystery. It's like, why does this happen? That all these things, like if I put
convex.
Yeah, but a lens for a flashlight. Okay. Now I put that light in here. Mm-hmm. Am I blocking the light or am I stopping the frequency from continuing on with the wave? Because the wave goes right through there. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you understand that the same wave that's carrying the light or the infrared or the UV is also the wave that is gravity and also is the wave that is somehow connecting with matter and creating what we see, like the earth and atoms and stuff, that this wave is part of all of this. It's a fabric. Like basically we are in a stew and we're not separated. We're all connected. Same thing, you get to gravity here. And we look here, I don't know if this makes any sense, but those two red objects are planets, and you have the energy traveling in all directions. The planets, as they get close to each other, block the waves from hitting the other side, and therefore those two objects are pushed together. We see that and calculate it as gravity, but it has to do with the energy going into the planets, not coming out the other side in the same intensity. And therefore, there's a void or vacuum of energy in between. Not a full vacuum, but somewhat. Nothing in your mind. The mind does not like vacuums. So when you have a thought and you think about something, another thought will come and want to join it. So you start accumulating thoughts. Neurons start connecting. The same thing that's happening in the universe with these planets connecting because they're being pushed together. Is what happens when you start thinking of a certain thought. You have a certain thought, it starts getting pushed together with other things that have that same certain thought. It connects.
Be careful what you thought.
Be careful what you think.
Yeah.
Just as an example of all these things that travel at the speed of light, you have radio waves, microwaves, infrared waves, visible light, ultraviolet light, X-rays and gamma rays, they all travel at the same speed in the vacuum of the universe. Guess what else does? Gravity. Gravity travels at the same speed. Well, if it travels all at the same speed, again, my supposition is that they're all actually traveling on this same carrier wave. Electricity in a wire would also propagate near the speed of light, except a wire has mass and is traveling through it, so it's a little bit slower. It actually travels at about, the wave propagates at about 90% of the speed of light. And light in glass or water travels slower because it has mass to it. So this light, which is on this wave that's already moving, is traveling slower through the mass. Another supposition is it's giving that wave that's carrying the light is giving some of its energy to the object as it's traveling slower, comes out the other side and starts speeding back up again. It's really weird. It travels without losing that much
energy.
It's amazing. So we think about the speed of light and everything's moving all around us really quickly. The universe is connected in this ether. How about us?
We are energy too.
We are, but how quick do our brains think?
What is the speed of the brain?
The speed of the brain. Speed of the brain. Not only is the speed of the brain slow, but it takes time for thoughts to form. It takes 1/2 second for us to recognize what's actually being seen. So if we are talking to each other here and I see Lizette, I think it's now, but by the time my brain actually recognizes what I'm seeing, it's about 1/2 second after.
You see?
It's about 1/2 second later. So our brains are really reactive, and we had this conversation that sometimes our emotions and instincts are faster than our conscious brain. Our conscious brain is slower than our subconscious brain. The closer we are to our animal instincts, to our self, the closer we are to reacting quicker, because these are survival instincts, which means that sometimes we react and our thoughts are coming after we react, which means we're getting our instincts to change and mold our thoughts based upon how we feel rather than being able to logically just assess the situation. How do we change how we react?
With practice. So I remember in karate, we have some practice. The typical, when you do that, your reaction is go back.
Right.
So my brother is my teacher. He say that every time that somebody do that, you have to go in the front. But it's a practice, hours, days, week. And then one moment your brain, when somebody reaction, you don't go back, you go front.
And you actually move quicker than you would if you had to think about it.
Yeah.
Because you're creating a instant
pattern.
It's like an animal pattern where you're reacting before your brain thinks of how to react. So it becomes closer to subconscious, unconscious action.
Yeah.
That is where we're going with this whole thing, is that how do we take the ability to create a subconscious that wants to prompt us to act in a certain way. And that is one of the basis, the belief, the law of attraction, where you're writing down your vision and mission and what you want, is to program your subconscious to act before your brain does. But act in a way that is consistent and congruent with how you would if you logically thought about it, rather than your emotional subconscious self, which, if you have left unchecked, will act more like an animal than it will as a pre-programmed human who has a goal in mind and an accomplishment in and on the horizon that they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have here. Excuse me here. Itchy. So the law of attraction, creating the foundation, the law of creation, the law of attraction creates the focus. It's the focus of where we want to go. It's a belief. The more belief and passion we have, the stronger the focus is. The passion and belief are the fertilizer for our mind, for our thoughts. It puts a stake in the ground for anchoring. We can anchor additional thoughts, additional knowledge to it. And we talked about neuroplasticity. once we create a path for thought, it can then be reinforced and grow, and we build upon it. Again, the wrench. We learn about the wrench, we learn about the nut, we learn about torque, and all of a sudden we know about jet engines, and it's super complicated, but we needed to start here. The anchor is where we start. The simpler the anchor, the quicker and more structurally sound you can build that foundation. Builds brain pathways. There we go. So it also builds brain pathways to the new thought process and creates new thought processes. It positions the subconscious and creates patterns. So what you're trying to do through the law of attraction piece, the belief, is to program the subconscious to automatically respond in a certain way. That mm-hmm. is what you want to do. So you are on an automatic pilot moving towards your goal. But it's not only moving towards your goal, but then being able to do the next things, which we're about to talk about. We quickly brought up the subconscious. Let's talk about the superego, the things that we want to not only have to think about things in our conscious, but we want our subconscious to be moving us towards it. So when we are ourselves acting in the ego, almost the eagle, let's be eagles in our egos. That in our egos, where we are consciously thinking about things and we're interacting with the environment and we're getting the feedback from our subconscious and unconscious and emotionally how we want to do it, if we have spent time programming our subconscious to move in a certain direction, now our conscious will have a prompting to move in that direction subconsciously.
Yeah.
But we can program ourselves to do that by thinking and trying and acting and learning more about that.
It's discipline.
It is. Neuroplasticity for attraction. So when we start thinking about something, we're going to sprout branches and form synapses about those thoughts. They will be strengthened or weakened depending upon if we think about them and work on them and learn new things about them. And synaptic pruning happens when we stop thinking about something for a long time. It goes away. The synapses dwindle, they become thinner, they break apart, and this goes back to the past relationships. When we want to lose the emotional content of that past relationship, we have to stop thinking about it. Mm. We have to start thinking about what we want, where we want to go, what we want to do in our life, make ourselves stronger, maybe work on some self-actualization, work on learning something new. And the more we build ourselves up in those areas of our brain, they'll take over the growth, and this other stuff will dwindle. It doesn't mean we'll entirely always forget, but we may start losing the pain. We may start losing the heartache. Mm-hmm. And then it will open us up for having another new, wonderful relationship.
Yeah.
And maybe if we work on it, before we get into that relationship, it will be somebody we're attracted to, not somebody that we're not attracted to.
Yeah, because as typical people say, why attract the same kind of the person? Mm-hmm. Of course.
They're the only ones you recognize,
yeah.
Right? So learn to recognize what you're attracted to, or you would think you'd be attracted to, if you spent the time to work and build up those areas of your mission and vision for your relationship. Let's keep going with this. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take one more break here on 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
We'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Today we're talking about the law of creation. We started off this show with talking about climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. I wanted to climb to the top, and I was going to create a vision board with a mountain, with me on. So many people do vision boards. And I think when I was much younger, it was a big, you know, multi-level marketing. They'd get you in and they'd say, create a vision board and do all these positive things that make you really feel positive activity. But you were doing a lot of vision without a lot of action. I think some try to tie.
Well, I have a vision board.
You do. I know, but I'm.
And
but
your picture was there. I know you, by the way.
So they do work if you do more than create just the vision board.
There you go. That's better.
So some people will put all their goals down on a piece of paper, but not take steps towards accomplishing them. Because that is as much work. Sometimes it's a lot of work to even put your goals down. It's the first step. And if you've done that, that's fantastic. The next step. This is very interesting. The Bible says, and I'm only quoting the Bible because this statement has impacted me my whole entire life. Belief by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And I will show you my belief by what I do. Again, belief by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. I will show you my belief by what I do. This was presented in a religious frame when I first heard about it. Mm-hmm. But I thought about that and how it actually fits perfectly with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That belief is thinking that if I put all these things that I want on paper, that it will happen. But what you will become is what you actually do in action. Belief without action is as well as doing nothing.
Action without belief.
Action with belief is like a boat going in all directions, not knowing where it's going, right? So you need both.
Yeah.
You need both. I was going to say you can't have belief. You need them both, right?
Yes.
I believe I'm going to go to Hawaii. I know exactly where it is. I have the map. I have all the stuff that I need to bring with me over here, but I don't do anything. Versus, I get in a boat and I go. Where am I going? I don't know.
I am ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go. Wherever.
I'm an action person.
Yeah.
Full of action. Mm-hmm. So together, action and belief are powerful. The law of awareness, the part of the awareness, it builds upon the law of attraction. It enables resources and possibilities to be seen. So now when you have fed your mind with the mission and vision, the awareness part now opens your eye, your internal eye, to seeing resources and possibilities and opportunities that you didn't see before because you have something to link or anchor them to in your brain. That you've opened the filter to accept new vision. Mm-hmm. Now I know about the wrench. Now I know about numbers. Now I know about numbers. I can learn addition. Now that I've learned addition, I can add things together. Oh, I can take things away. I can subtract. It builds upon each other. So awareness allows you to grow. And of course, the awareness, it's part of your brain. Your brain grows when you want it to grow. You can recognize and identify your strengths, your weaknesses. We talked about opportunities, but also your threats.
Yeah, and also in the 90-day challenge book, we have a table when you can start to develop what kind of skill you have, what ability you have versus knowledge, because sometimes people have a skill but don't have knowledge, and they make up the balance between both and maybe have a path for what is your next business plan.
So what's interesting about what you said about the book has this. I'm thinking about books.
Mm-hmm.
I have read a lot of books. I have a lot of tape cassettes. Oh, tape cassettes. Those were back in the 80s and
90s. I don't know. What is that? What is tape cassette?
CDs. You've heard of CDs?
A sound.
Sounds familiar?
Yeah.
If you look at these, you go, well, which is the best book to read? Well, if I read a book on sales, I read 20 books on sales. If I read book on marketing, I read 20 books on marketing. If I read a book on motivation, I read 10 books on motivation, not 20. But each time, it's like you're not looking for this book to be, this book is the key, I now know everything. It is you start building your brain around these things. You're looking at the commonalities because there is universal laws of truth. And you'll see a little truth in every book you read. And it will be up to you what is your truth that you get out of these books. Because some books are, you learn how to sell by doing the Ben Franklin close. or you do six series of yes questions, and you learn all these things, and you go, well, that doesn't work for me because I don't have that personality. What worked for me was learning as much as I could about what I was selling so I could present and understand the customer situation as well as possible so I could match what they needed with the benefits, the features, and the outcomes of what I was selling. Because I couldn't do the other stuff. I couldn't just go into the sales thing and go, you buy this, buy this, buy this. I would have to show that it fit. The point is that every book you read will give you a different direction of what they're promoting as the way to do something. If you're learning to climb that mountain, read 10 books on mountain climbing, 6 books on gear that you should be using. What courses should I take? Take a couple of courses, get out of the house, take some courses. Meet a few people in some meetups, some hiking meetups. Mm-hmm. And then plan, say, you know what, next year on this date, I am going to do this. And then have these little steps of getting towards it. Remember we were talking about, what is it called, cognitive behavioral therapy? That this is a cognitive behavioral therapy for you, directed by you, not for something that you have an issue with, but something you want to accomplish.
Yeah.
And sometimes goals are scary, but it's not that you're scared of the goal, you just don't know how to get there. And these little steps that get you there is a way that you take your brain and your action and you move in steps towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this one. Connects you to infinite intelligence. You may or may not believe in infinite intelligence, that it's out there, that you can connect to everything. But what you do get out of this, if you don't believe in that, it's okay. By having awareness, it connects you to other people. And if you look at a group of other people of having other experiences, other backgrounds, other skills, having awareness allows you to connect to these people, which takes you from having an intelligence of one person to having an intelligence of 1,000 or 10,000. Or with the internet, you know, going on some board that likes mountain climbing and saying, hey, can somebody help me out with this? And all of a sudden you have all these people helping you with resources.
Yeah.
Today's resources are so accessible.
Yeah, infinite.
Infinite resources are available once you put out to the world or the internet, to the Google.
Your mind is open. Remove the filter.
Yes.
The knowledge is few, and you understand it. So many knowledge in the air.
Yes.
That you can catch.
So I want to go back to this. This is where it all started in 2014. With a way to build upon the law of attraction. And the controversial part of it was, for me, that the law of attraction really focused on if you had the mindset, things would appear. We wanted to make it controversial, that there needed to be activity and action, that I wanted to be antagonistic. This was like 8-9 years ago, meaning I wanted to really push the need for these other steps, the law of creation, being the production, being the action, that the law of awareness was showing you the opportunity. In business, it was showing you marketing. Marketing, you would look for the opportunity out there, how to go about what to, where to sell to geographically, types of people. And then back again, law of attraction at the bottom there is where the strategy, the operations planning would take effect. So if you looked at this from a business standpoint, it was the three pieces of business on the right side there. Operations, planning, strategy, marketing, sales, and production, that you need to create something. The reason for all of this...
It's just like ISO, by the
way. It looks like ISO. Again, yeah. Huh? We talked about these words. Believe, which is also plan, right? Plan. What would be the next one? Awareness, knowledge.
It's resource.
Resources. Resource analysis, action, do, implement.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eye up top, you could say, oh, that's the eye of creativity, or it could be the eye of seeing how things are going. What is that, monitor?
Oh, the eye for improvement.
Improvement.
Continual
so part
improvement.
Of
yeah,
is that
the cycle.
You have these steps. You have the attraction, the belief, the plan. you have the resources, and then you have the knowledge, and you have the do it, action, implementation, and then the improve, get feedback and improve. This is the process of creativity when it comes to relationships, comes to business, comes to what you want to do in life. If you want to climb a mountain, you want to learn to play the piano. What else?
Change your life.
Change your life. Want to appreciate you listening to us here on 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette
and Jim.
Thank you for listening to Law of Creation, getting you one step closer to your goal.
Bye.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lizette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.